Welcome to Utah Libraries Have You Covered here at the Utah State Library and Library for the Blind and Disabled program. We are joined today by Adam Rushforth, who is our next door neighbor. Hi, Adam.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. We're also joined by Jason Powers, who runs our board. So he's our technical guy. So, Adam, you're our next door neighbor. You work at the Division of Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Tell me your title and what it means.
So I am the coordinator of the Training and Adjustment Services. And basically what that means are the training classes that we have on campus in the building. I oversee them. Those are the wood shop, the cane travel, fiber arts, home management, computers, braille, etc.
Wow. Lots of services.
Yeah.
Lots and lots. So tell me, if I'm a patron, say for example, and I notice there seem to be more and more young people coming to take advantage of your programs.
Well, there's more and more people all the time. And I think part of that is just our growth in Utah.
Yes, I think you're right. Tell me, if I'm a patron and I'm losing my sight, or I have macular degeneration or something coming on, and I want to learn how to adapt to losing my sight, what is the process?
Well, the first thing I would recommend is to call our secretary at, and I'll give the number here, 801-323-4348. And that is for Jody Wright. And she will set you up with a tour. And what that includes is it includes a brief visit with me, and I get to know your situation and what things that you are looking for, and then we'll give you a tour of the services that we have and also share a bunch of other resources that might be nearby, for example, here with the library services.
Right. We have the library. We have the world's largest braille and audiobook library right here. And we, of course, are able to send out free machines. They're a little kind of like a cassette machine. It's something that the Library of Congress has come up with. It's a great machine. It's easy to use. We send it out free. All the books come to you free, as many as you want, and they all come back free.
And you know, one thing I love about being your neighbor, our students in our Braille class, and I don't know if this can happen in any other training center, but in Braille, we could say, oh, go check out a book from the library, and they could come down and get a book and come back with a Braille book that same hour.
That's right. And the best part is, or I guess it's not the best part, but you don't have to be blind. You can also be disabled. If you can't hold a book, if you have like cerebral palsy or something like that, you qualify for services. So it's not just blind. It's all kinds of disabilities that we service. Okay, so I'm a patron. I want to come. I want to get services from you. So I start by calling Jody, and then what happens?
Well, and it all depends on what services you need or want. So let me just talk briefly about some of the variety of services that we have. So right at the front of the building, we have our low vision department, and they service people with any kind of vision impairment that's impeding your daily life or employment. And so some of the things could be as simple as getting a stronger magnifier, aids that might help in your home to mark up kitchen appliances, and a variety of other things. We also have our field services that can go out to people's homes, and we can refer people to that department, and they can work with people not only in their homes, maybe at a school or an employment setting that they're struggling with. And so there may be some technology training or cane travel training or a variety of services. So that's another department. Another one is our deafblind services. We have a wonderful coordinator right now who is very connected in that field, and we have a lot of people receiving a variety of services. They have the SSP program, which is a service support program, allows up to 10 hours of kind of a personal assistant for those that qualify. And that assistant could maybe take them out into the community, could be grocery shopping, could be working with them just in a variety of settings, I guess. And then they also have a program called the ICANN Connect program. And anything that has to do with communication, telecommunication, it might be a part of that. It could be, you know, phone. It could be a Braille display connected to a phone to help people read text messages. And so there's some services that are available specifically for those who are deaf and blind. We also have the Business Enterprise Program. That is a nationwide program, but each state runs their own program, and it helps and allows for people who are blind or legally blind run vending routes, micro markets, cafeterias, different type of businesses, mainly in government buildings, but depending on the services that they need. And of course, I'm the coordinator over the training adjustment services. So a huge part for me are those training classes, again, focusing on the independent skills, helping people gain or maintain their independence in their personal daily life, as well as employment.
So important. So important when you're in that situation. Tell me, you talked about the AIDS. Now, what if somebody wants to get AIDS? Can they just come in and there is a place where they can go within this building to see what's available?
Well, there's a lot of options. So we do, the low vision area does have kind of a demo room and have some that they will sell at cost. So we don't make any money off of it. We buy it and sell it at the same price to make it available to our patrons, our customers, our clients. But also there is another part of what we deal with is the employment part. And one of the areas that we can help people is through our vocational rehabilitation services. And these are counselors that will help people look for as well as prepare and to become employed. And so there is some federal and state money that allows for just different services. So on occasion, somebody might need equipment that is looking for a job or to either get a job or maintain their job. And so there are some opportunities, and you would have to work with your vocational rehabilitation counselors to see if you qualify. But there are some resources. The last option that comes to my mind is we do have a donor pool. So we have some clients, you know, either maybe they have passed away and their family members still have some of the equipment and have donated it back to the services for the blind and visually impaired so that we can actually loan that out to another person. And so we do have a little bit of a loaner pool.
And what are you talking about? I know that they have adaptive technology where you can actually put a bill under this huge magnifying machine. I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah, so a closed circuit television, and we call them CCTVs. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the more popular items, actually. And it is, think of a television screen. They have 19-inch, 25-inch, probably even larger, as well as little handheld magnifiers that are electronic that can zoom in and zoom out and change the color contrast, because maybe that might be part of the visual frustration is the contrast isn't working for you. And so there's a lot that is available. So again, probably coming in and visiting with us and having an appointment with the low vision services or with the training center would be where you'd want to start.
And the age to qualify?
Great question. We primarily work with adults, so 18 on up, though we do work with people of all ages. Even here at the training center, we've worked with high school students, and they've taken classes during the summer or even as part of their high school class. Mm. We had a young man that the school had concerns about him taking wood shop, and so we were able to allow him to take wood shop here. And we've had technology classes, computer classes as well to help supplement where there might be a need. But primarily 18 on up, and there's no cap. You could be 90, you could be 120. It's just if you need services, we're here to help.
And again, if you want information, the number is 801-323-4348.
Correct.
Call Jody.
Correct.
So that's something to remember. We can put, we'll make sure that people know that when we put this up on our website. I think that's something very important to know to get started on any of these programs that you have to offer, correct?
Absolutely.
I want to hear more. So we've had people come in, reporters come in, and I think it's one of our favorite things to do to take them into a completely dark room with the saws going full blast and this dark, dark. And here are all these people working in the wood shop.
Absolutely. I mean, all of our classes, I think, are very impressive. And there's a lot of constructive growth that comes out of all of them. We do get a lot of feedback on the wood shop. not only are the students in there doing this non-visually, learning how to use table saws and compound miter saws, drill presses, and the lathe, but the instructor himself is totally blind.
That's right.
And so a lot of people come in with kind of a shock and awe. And I always love, his name is Ray.
Right.
He's the instructor. And a lot of times he'll say, you know, in this wood shop, we're building two things. Not only are we building projects out of wood, but we're building confidence. He always talks about the number one question he's asked, but the number two question he's always asked, and sometimes we'll get people asking me or others that they walk in, they're like, does he have all his fingers?
I knew you were going to say that.
And he does. It's a great class.
And the pieces that they turn out are just elegant. Even as the students, they're just beautiful pieces. We displayed them at an exhibit some years ago. People bought them. They were just beautiful. Next door to the woodshop is like sewing and ceramics. And
you know, it's incredible as far as like we call it our fiber arts class. But they, you know, some of the projects are dishcloths. Mm-hmm. And then other projects could be an afghan or a sweater or just mm-hmm. a variety of things. And they do great work. And it is impressive. It's one thing to knit and to sew, and then it's another one to even be able to undo your mistakes and to find them, to correct them and stuff like that. So that too is a great class. And I'm just going to tell a little story since we have a second.
Sure, please do. I think the testimonials are the best part.
I wanted to talk about just a student that came back from the training center. She was probably about 50 years old when she lost her vision. And she comes into the training center and with trepidation and was mm-hmm. nervous about everything.
Sure.
And anyway, about a year after she graduated, she comes back and she was just telling me, she said, you know, when I came in, because she had lost her sight probably 2 years previous to coming in. And she said, I didn't leave my house for anything. I didn't go to the grocery store. She goes, I didn't even go to the mailbox. I was a hermit, just stayed in my house. And she said, I just want you to know, I just went and visited my children and my grandchildren, took public transportation. And I just thought on the way home, I would just stop in just to tell you and everyone here, thank you. You gave me my life back. And so really, you know, a huge part is the employment aspect. We really are trying to get people to improve their skills and abilities for employment, but it's also for that just daily life and independence to do and go where you want, when you want.
And the people who do these trainings next door at the Vision of Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, many are visually impaired themselves. So it's like almost like a little support group.
You know, absolutely. There's a lot of mentoring that could go on. I think blindness skills can be taught by people who are blind or people who are not blind. It doesn't matter. But there is a sense of mentorship and an ability to, you know, this is what I have done and just lived experience that helps as well. And then for teachers that haven't, you know, don't have that lived experience, they do go through some blindfold training to get some of that just experience as well to connect with that aspect with the students.
I know that macular degeneration, I can't even imagine. I mean, people who are older, and sometimes it comes on quite rapidly to lose sight due to macular degeneration or other problems. But I know my sister, she's in the same situation, is now legally blind and uses services through the library here. But also we've gotten information and resources from next door as well, too. You talked a little bit about something that I would be interested in knowing more about, and that's like aids for like kitchen appliances and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So, you know, what's interesting about that is sometimes there's some pretty fancy things out there that could be expensive. And then sometimes there's a very simple, cheap way to accomplish that same task. Let me give you a couple examples. One is, you know, you have your high-tech phone, and I use a smartphone, and it does all sorts of things. I was at a building this morning, didn't know what building it was, out with some students, and I just pulled out my phone and used an app, and it was reading signs, and learned I was at the Rocky Mountain Power building, which, you know, was their assignment to go find, and I was just kind of observing. And so that's kind of an expensive, what could be considered an expensive tool to find out, you know, to read a sign, which is great, and I love those and use those. And then someone else was asking years ago, like, how do I decide or know the difference between my shampoo bottle and my conditioner bottle?
Exactly.
And someone else just responded, well, I just put a rubber band on the shampoo one, you know? And so sometimes we think we need this huge expensive solution, mm-hmm. and it might just be right around there. And so some of the products that people use might just be a little tactile sticker dot that they put on a microwave.
Exactly.
And it makes it accessible. You know, you didn't need to all that tech wasn't required.
Exactly. Tell me about, now we have apartments in the back. Are we still using those, and what's that program about?
Yeah, absolutely. So the apartments are an option for those that are our full-time students. So in our program, we offer a variety of options. So we have part-time students, full-time students, and then we have some specialty classes that, you know, they may come in just for one class a week or something like that. And so the apartments are, again, reserved for those that are our full-time students. Our full-time program is a Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. And it's a 6 to 9 month intensive program where people learn all of these skills that we were talking about, mm-hmm. and practice them. I mean, a lot of the skills may not be difficult in concept, but mastering them may take some time. Braille does take some time.
Sure.
Learning how to cross a busy intersection, you're not going to do that on day one. You know, just practice and practice. And so, yeah.
And cooking. You have a big kitchen over there, and there's always some good smells wafting our way.
Absolutely. You know, every so often I'm doing observations, and it was, I went into one class and it was empty, and I was like, where's the teacher? And they're like, oh, they're out barbecuing. And so they were outside on the barbecue grill. So I went out there and they were cooking hamburgers and brats and on the barbecue grill. And it's just fun to see that. And again, in the home management class, they have, you know, a gas stove, the electric stove, as well as kind of the flat top. And so it kind of gives people different situations, because depending on their home environment, they may have a different setup. And so, you know, we just try to work with people. But in the home management class, they're doing all sorts of things, from, you know, eggs and toast and salads to deep frying. They were doing fries. Another student was doing fries and hamburgers today. And see, just all sorts of fun things. And in that class, they learn a lot of other things, like just how to shop online, how to shop in the store in person. And it's a great class for just personal living skills.
And it's not just, I mean, it's little things like making your bed, vacuuming, doing just chores around your home.
Yeah, I want a tidy home. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Especially for people who live alone and are trying to adjust with losing sight.
Yeah. And one thing you mentioned, macular degeneration, you know, that is probably one of the most leading causes of blindness in people that are aging. Mm-hmm. And we see a lot of that. And I would, you know, a lot of people maybe are hesitant to receive services. You know, they're like, oh, I'm older. But I recommend anybody to come in and see.
So if somebody does join this, for example, lives in Ogden or Provo, tell me what transportation is like. How would they learn about getting here?
Yeah, transportation definitely is one of the biggest struggles with people with vision loss. And I would say, you know, right now the options we have, we're in the Salt Lake Valley. So, you know, public transportation, bus, tracks, Front Runner. People that qualify for paratransit or the flex trans, those are options. We currently do not provide transportation for our students as far as getting to and from classes.
But I do know that you have, I don't know if they're called consultants, but you have people go to people's homes.
We do. And those are our field services. And they go out to people's homes and can meet you where you're at. Mm-hmm. And, you know, let me give you a number as well for the kind of the coordinator over the field services. And that is, well, I'll give you her name first. Her name is Marnie West.
Yep.
And her phone number is 801-323-4356.
4356. And we'll repeat that again. Marnie is awesome. If you want her to come to your house, she's just terrific.
And she will coordinate. She has a whole team, so it may not be her.
Right.
But yeah.
She's just terrific. We just love her. Start at the top and just give me, like, a summary of where we've been today, what you've taught us today about what services you offer.
Yeah. So again, my name is Adam Rushforth, and I am the coordinator of the Training and Adjustment Services for Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And we offer a variety of services for people who are blind or with low vision. And it ranges from the low vision services, deaf blind services, the business enterprise program, our training and adjustment services, field services. And then we are also a part of the Utah State Office of Rehabilitation, which has the vocational rehabilitation services, which specifically is for those looking for employment.
That is awesome. I think the employment part is so important. I mean, once you get to this point in life, you know, you may be losing your sight at, you know, 30 or 40, you still have a good life left of working hard and going out daily.
Yeah, we've even seen 50-year-olds and older that still are working or want to work and have been successful even getting back in at that age as well. So come on in and let's see how we can help.
Workforce services, do you go through them to get ideas about where to place people?
You know, absolutely. So we work with, we are a part of Division of Services,
right,
or Workforce Services. And so we do work with all agencies, the Choose to Work specialists. Leah Lobato has a great team. And so we do work with them. We work with all the services, mm-hmm, very, very connected.
Right. It's just a great program next door. So many services, so many great people. If you want information, if you want to get enrolled and started in the program, call Jody, 801-323-4348. If you want field services, Marnie's your person, and that is 801-323-4356. Or maybe you just want to come talk to Adam because he's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I'll give my number out here too as well. So it's 801-323-4347.
Sounds great. I just encourage people to come down, learn about these services for your family, for yourself, for neighbors. This is a great program with all so many services. It's just great. Adam, thank you so much for joining us. We'll have you back in. We'll keep you coming back.
This was my pleasure, and thank you so much.